This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 31st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel is enjoying clear skies with warm temperatures. It's a perfect day to be outside, with sunny weather in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, there's a pleasant breeze, making for a comfortable afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, according to I-24 News, Trump announces a Board of Peace agreement for the disarmament of Hamas earlier today. Iran reportedly attempted to dissuade Hamas from agreeing, but the U.S. overcame this challenge. Also, JNS reports that Israeli security forces arrested wanted Palestinians in an anti-terror raid near Hebron just minutes ago. The joint IDF, Shin Bet, and border police operation targeted suspects linked to armed clan violence. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals that the Peace Council rejected Israel's demand as Hamas responds to the disarmament agreement. Jerusalem had called for the removal of weapons from the Gaza Strip. Separately, from Walla, President Trump declared in an official letter that the Peace Council has reached a historic agreement for the complete disarmament of Hamas. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that the U.S. sees progress toward a deal to disarm Hamas and rebuild Gaza. However, Israeli officials remain skeptical about Hamas's commitments. Here's what people are saying online. Oren Barsky, a local commentator, posted just minutes ago expressing skepticism about the current developments. Iris, another analyst, wrote on X earlier today about the challenges of Islamist organizations laying down their arms. She argues that Hamas may use disarmament talks as a delay tactic while public pressure grows. Leslie Kajomovitz, a frequent political commentator, posted recently questioning the implications of opposing the liberation of Ceuta and its comparison to Zionism. Let's go deeper, starting with the announcement from I-24 News. The Board of Peace Agreement marks a significant diplomatic effort led by the U.S. to disarm Hamas. Despite Iranian opposition, the U.S. secured Hamas's commitment, highlighting a major shift in regional dynamics. This could reduce tensions significantly if implemented effectively. Turning to the arrest operation near Hebron, JNS reports that Israeli forces targeted individuals linked to recent violence. This operation is part of ongoing efforts to curb terror activities and ensure the safety of nearby Israeli communities. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom covers the Peace Council's rejection of Israel's demand for weapon removal from Gaza. This development follows Trump's announcement, with Hamas publicly responding for the first time. The situation remains tense as negotiations continue. In earlier reporting from Walla, President Trump's letter described the disarmament agreement as historic. This follows extensive diplomatic efforts and represents a potential turning point in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Finally, Axios highlights continued skepticism from Israeli officials about Hamas's intentions. While the U.S. sees progress, the path forward involves careful monitoring to ensure commitments are honored. The outcome will significantly influence regional peace efforts. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business provides a glimpse into ongoing construction projects across the country. From Tel Aviv's towers to new neighborhoods in the Galilee and Negev, Israel's development landscape is rapidly evolving. Separately, CTEC reports that Unframe appointed Lior Hakimi as VP Finance after reaching over $10 million in contract value within a year. This reflects the company's robust growth and financial success. And finally, Globes announces that Sierra has acquired Oasis Security for $1 billion. Oasis will continue as an independent unit under Sierra, reinforcing its position in the non-security sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.